And welcome into a very special edition of the Press Box Fantasy Football Show. We're in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. Glenn Clark, Kyle Ottenheimer, most importantly, our lovely and talented host, Mr. Ken Zales. Can you fix his camera shot real quick? Get that a little more straightened out. Thank you. Hey, KZ. How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. How do you guys celebrate the holidays? Like, you, of course, are a member of the tribe.
I'm a member of the tribe, so my holiday is actually over. So,
okay, but are you a both type, or are you just Hanukkah?
I'm just Hanukkah.
Just Hanukkah.
You know, I realize there is a Christmas, obviously.
Right. Some people do dabble in both.
They do. My sister does that. I mean, right. They have the Christmas tree in the whole nine yards. So basically the entire month of December, they're just festive.
I mean, it seems actually sounds pretty great to me, if I'm being honest with
but
you.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas, all that fun stuff, you know.
You'll watch the specials.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but you're just not on Friday. So what's Friday look like in your life? I mean, watching the football game, obviously.
So tomorrow is National Tribe Chinese Food Day.
Right, and we've always heard this over the years.
So
going to the movie theaters and ordering Chinese
food.
Yeah,
we don't do the movie theaters anymore.
Yeah.
So actually, usually, this will be one of the first years in a long time. I'm actually in Maryland. Usually I'm down in South Carolina with my family.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Or on our way to a New Year's December soccer tournament somewhere.
Sounds just awful.
In Florida, it's really, really nice. We were at Disney last year
for it, so
that was really good.
Fair enough.
So it's this year's going to be kind of weird. I'm not quite sure what Friday's going to look like, to be quite honest with you. You know, we'll probably, figure out, make something for dinner and watch whatever TV show is on. Won't be very exciting.
Right.
But, you know,
I get it. It's not going to be very exciting for a lot of people
all the stores are closed, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's
the
case.
Closed.
You know, everything's closed.
Is that
so
normally
like,
a shopping day? Is that? I don't think it is, right? I think that's more of a closed day.
I've always been interested in this. I've had friends invite me to go to the movies on Christmas before, like that weren't even not even Jewish friends, like just like, dude, what are we doing? Day's over.
Well,
let's go.
It's the only thing open. We did that last year in South Carolina. My parents always do that. We went to see
the year that Wolf of Wall Street came out on Christmas. I said we're going to see that on
the Adam Sandler Jules movie.
Okay, now that's not one you should. Oh,
the Jules
movie. Oh, no, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
That one I'm fine with. Yeah, that was
we went and saw that.
Yeah, Eight Crazy Nights. Nailed it.
Yeah. We went and saw that, you know, but this year, who knows? There's lots of great streaming services. Maybe we'll watch Wonder Woman. That's what I'm going to do.
Disney
Plus. We are going to watch Wonder Woman.
I'm going
to have to
re-sign
up for a HBO Max.
Yeah.
I canceled mine after something that I finished watching.
It's a good subscription service. I like that one.
I know, but unless there's something that I need to watch.
They have Looney Tunes.
They do.
It's the one that I'm not going to – I have to specifically watch things. I'm not going to go out of my way to find something on HBO Max. So I could go a month or two without watching it, at which point I can cancel.
Who are you starting at quarterback in your streaming service?
We'll get to that.
Contest.
We'll get to that.
No, for streaming services.
Oh, Netflix is always going to be that because it just has the most.
Yeah.
Although my kids, it's Disney Plus. All right, today's show brought to you by M&T Bank. M&T Bank is giving you the chance to show off your fandom in your Ravens swag and test your Ravens trivia knowledge in the M&T Bank Hunt for Purple scavenger hunt. Visit huntforpurple.com for the opportunity to win some awesome prizes. It is championship week. KZ, how many titles are you playing for this year?
I'm in five. Plus there are two, like, you have to put your lineups in at this time, but they've been more like best balls type situations. So I'm not like, I'm just going for points. I'm not really playing against anybody.
Okay,
right.
But
I'm
have still, decisions to make?
Yeah, you have to make a decision. Like for the first 14 weeks, it's all best ball, and then 15 and 16, it's you have to actually put a lineup in.
All right.
It's kind of cool, of a cool concept. So I mean, in that case, I have seven lineups to put in, but
out of how many?
I started with 22.
So what's that? That's about a third.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I'm at a fourth.
I made 15 playoffs, and I'm good. good size, you know.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Could be a Merry Christmas. It could be a depressing weekend.
Yeah, it was a depressing weekend for me that was only salvaged by the fact that the Browns didn't put Nick Chubb back out on the field in the final drive, because if they had, I would have been 0-4.
Ugh.
Would have been a disaster.
Yeah, well.
All right, no comment.
Let's talk about some things, Brian. You got other things going on.
Mid-playoffs every league.
Yeah, you got that going for you. Yeah. Let's talk about some big picture stuff this week. Let's start in Jacksonville. Do we know, have any thought whatsoever? We know that James Robinson did not practice today because they wanted to rest him. It is the safest thing for James Robinson owners to do to pick up Dari Ogunbowale, or is there no world in which you're playing any Jaguars running back if James Robinson doesn't play?
Yeah, if James Robinson doesn't play, you're not playing any of these guys. I actually think...
What if you have no other running backs? Just hypothetically.
I think you go and get Divine Ozigbo as a more of a two-down goal line back. Dare is more of a third down, you know, passing situation. But I got to think if you're in a championship, you have a little bit of
that. Think that.
You would think
that.
You would think that. You know, there are some guys out there that may be on the waiver wire. Ito Smith could be on the waiver wire. He has been announced as the main running back in Atlanta now for the rest of this season. You know, but I'm not. If it's not James Robinson, I'm really not interested.
There's no world in which I'm playing Darrell Williams, right?
I mean, if it's a standard league and it's touchdowns, there's.
But
if
I'm dropping somebody to pick up Divine Ozigbo because I am really thin.
No, you're probably not. I mean, these are dart throws at this point. But you know, for James Robinson owners, if your choices are James Robinson or somebody that is playing before Sunday, play the person before Sunday. It's not a great matchup.
That's depending on the person, right?
Like, well, it depends. Gonna... It depends on the person, yes. But I don't want to.
Latavius Murray.
I mean, you know, he's going to get touches. It's better than the zero. It's better. Look, if you're going to tell me Divine Ozigbo or Latavius Murray, I'm going to say Latavius Murray. So, yeah. That's where I would go. It's so iffy. It's not the fact that James Robinson didn't practice today. It's the fact that the coach said, we're not going to have him practice all week, but he really wants to play. Really wants to play. Well, great. The players always want to play. I don't know how much I trust that. Going in, he had a knee. I mean, here's the thing. He had a knee coming into last week. Now he's got a knee and an ankle. I don't read into it that he didn't come back in the game because the game was lost. So what was the real purpose at that point? But at the same time, the same leg has two injuries.
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. I'm looking elsewhere, and if I have any other type of option, you know, I'll go with it. Otherwise, I go Ozigbo, and if Robinson's out, I play.
If he plays,
again.
Are you comfortable?
Throwing him out there.
I'm giving you mine. Like, my options are now Ito Smith and James White.
Okay. I mean, if he plays, you're playing James Robinson.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way we're going. If there are options, though, that you have to choose from on Friday or Saturday, I go with the Friday or Saturday short thing option.
But if
it's not,
right.
If he plays,
you're playing.
You're
James
playing
Robinson.
Him. I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, it's great, but it's better than, I mean, who knows?
It ain't ideal.
James White, who knows? And Ito.
Well, but I'm even talking about generically for other people.
Yeah,
like,
if
their options are more qualified running backs, if their options are, say, you know, I'm trying to think of other guys.
So let's say all year, you know, you know, I'll give you an example. It's like David Johnson all of a sudden. If Duke Johnson is out again, David Johnson's playing over James Robinson, period. If you've been Jeff Wilson, if you have Jeff Wilson, you're playing him over, you know, Robinson. If
how about Miles Sanders?
Oh, absolutely. He's playing over James Robinson, even if James Robinson was 100%
fair
this week.
Yeah.
But if you're Leonard Fournette, if Ronald Jones is out, it's Leonard Fournette. I mean, these are good options. Now, if it's Wayne Gallman, If it's, you know, Benny Snell Jr., if Connor's out, I know he looked okay. But, you know, there's a
Gio
level
Bernard.
Of
Bernard.
No, I'm not going there.
Just went off.
Congratulations to Gio. If you played Gio Bernard last week, congratulations to you because you like rolling those dice because he was unstartable. It worked out.
All right.
Thank God for him because helped me out. But yeah.
Supercharge your computer skills with beginner to advanced classes at CCBC. All tuition free if you qualify. 443-840-4700. Let's talk about a couple of guys who we think are coming back. We'll start with the one that we've been talking about for weeks. What are we doing with Christian McCaffrey?
He will not play.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
So,
I gotta be honest with you. Once you got to a certain point, I had no idea why they were even thinking about it.
You know, I was looking for a Christmas gift. But yeah, it's not going to happen. And Mike Davis, I mean, look, it's okay. He hasn't been great. He gets volume. If he scores a touchdown, he's fantastic. Low end. Running back two, this week. Matchup is not great against Washington. You know, defensively they've been pretty good, but I get it. I mean, they're not running back is still even in week 16 is still a mess. And if you have two really good ones, pat yourself on the back and you know pray to whoever you pray to. But But McCaffrey won't play, so if you've been rolling out Mike Davis for this long,
you're rolling him out again. One more time, right? He's so he's doubtful according to Matt Rule, which basically
yeah, he's not playing. He said the same thing last week.
What about George Kittle?
Look, if Kittle's active and he's playing, I'm playing him. Outside of, I'll tell you who I'm not playing him over.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not playing him over Kelsey. Mm-hmm. We're not playing him over Waller. We're not playing him over Mark Andrews. We're not playing over Robert Tonyan. That's the list for me. I'm playing him over TJ Hockenson.
Save that thought. I got a couple I'm going to ask you about here in a minute because he's one that I've held on to for some time.
If they're rolling him out, I get it. It's CJ Beathard now, whatever. I mean, Arizona is not it's not a terrible matchup. The points will be had. You know, if you've held on to him this long and you don't have one of those top four guys, I got no problem.
Let's talk about the Miami running back situation.
Oh, do we have to?
We have to.
Yeah. Look, Gaskin's been activated from COVID. Here's what we don't know. We don't know if he had COVID or he was a close contact. They don't announce those things anymore. If he's the guy, if he practices in full and they say he's going to be the starter, great. I'm all about him. He's a RB2 for me. Really good matchup. But we got to watch that. It makes Ahmed, you know, unusable in fantasy. It makes Breda cuttable for this week. But if he's active and he's the guy, anytime he's been the guy, he's gotten 65% of the touches in the backfield and he's played well.
Yep.
So, I'm going to use him just like we saw. What was it? 2 weeks ago before the COVID, he was out. He came back, walked right into his same role, was terrific for the week. Then got COVID, was gone for 2 weeks, and now he's back. If he's starting, I'm playing him.
What about the Rams backfield?
Henderson probably is 60-40 over Brown. Brown will still be the annoying vulture TD guy, red zone guy. But, I mean, Henderson's looked good in spots. Low-end RB2, high-end flex. Seattle. Their defense has been better the second half of the year. It's still not a terrible matchup, but they have stopped the run okay over the last, I'm going to say, 4 weeks. He's in that Le'Veon Bell, Sony Michel, Devin Singletary area for me with Henderson. You know, I mean, if you want to make him a a low-end RB2. Okay, I can go there.
I was dying to see if he was available in a league because I got some troubles. That's how bad things are. And then if Derek Carr plays, are you trusting Derek Carr?
No.
Okay.
It's not a great matchup to begin with. You know, I don't even have them ranked because when they – I don't want anybody to even think about using him. When they talk about significant, he's not going to be anywhere near 100%. It just takes one false step to re-pull whatever he pulled. There's 20 other guys I would rather use.
Okay, including Mitchell Trubisky?
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing the world we're living in. What?
It's an amazing
world
we are
living in. I
mean, some of the championship teams that are gonna win this week, you're just going to be like,
yep,
okay.
Sure. That makes sense.
You know, somebody's going to win a championship that has David Montgomery and Miles Sanders starting at running back for them, and those two guys through 9 weeks were dead.
Yep.
Like, dead.
Yep.
Like people were asking, should I drop those people? Now, the answer was always no because they were the lead running back for their team, but it's also they weren't startable.
All things true. All facts.
Just weren't. So, and then there's Jalen Hurts. And
yep.
I've gotten a ton of questions about him. Mahomes, Murray, Watson, Lamar, Aaron Rodgers. That's the five.
Jalen Hurts six.
That's the five.
How could you have him really like, yeah, he's really incredible.
That's the five. And somebody said to me, really, you don't have Josh Allen ahead of him? I'm not going to tell you that Josh Allen is a bad play the way Josh Allen is playing football. I'm not going to tell you the way Ryan Tannehill is playing football that he's a bad play. Or in a matchup that's decent, Justin Herbert's a bad play. But Jalen Hurts, if he's going to get 60 to 70 yards on the ground every single week in a matchup that is beyond good, I'm not mad at you if you're starting him over Josh Allen.
We'll talk more about Josh Allen in a second. We're going to talk more about that.
Okay.
You got questions? Get them in at Glenn Clark Radio on Twitter or put them right there in the comments. I saw a couple of you. I will get to them, I promise. Also, if you've tested positive in the last 6 days or have a household member or coworker who has, please go to COVIDplasmatrial.org. Again, COVIDplasmatrial.org. It's brought to you by Johns Hopkins University. When we come back in, we're answering questions. Your championship week lineups will be set. Ken Zales is here. This is the Press Box Fantasy Football Show. It is. I swear.
Always casually rocking purple, no matter what day of the week it is. Are you a Ravens trivia master? Well, at M&T Bank, we're big fans of the Ravens flock, and our purple pride runs deep. That's why we're giving you the chance to show off your Ravens flock fandom and test your Ravens trivia knowledge in the M&T Bank Hunt for Purple Scavenger Hunt. Make sure you don't miss out. Visit huntforpurple.com for the opportunity to win some awesome prizes. That's the M&T Bank Hunt for Purple Scavenger Hunt, huntforpurple.com.
Glory Days Grill Fall Winter Seasonal Menu is now available for dine-in, dine-out, on the patio, or to-go. It's a new season, so enjoy new flavors. Try their new shrimp appetizers, homemade meatloaf, impossible cheesesteaks, and more. They're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Visit GloryDaysGrill.com for a location near you. From the Glory Days Grill family, stay healthy and positive during this challenging time in our community.
With Wise Market's lowest price guarantee, we guarantee the lowest price in the area. If a local competitor advertises any of our tagged lowest price guarantee items at a lower price, we'll give you double the difference with purchase.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
Looking to get one up on the competition? Supercharge your computer skills. CCBC has classes at all levels from beginner to expert coder. Explore Microsoft Office, gaming, or even ethical hacker. Maybe hardware is your gig. Become A-plus certified. All tuition free if you qualify. Call 443-840-4700 or visit ccbcmd.edu/quickreg.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventures across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? Go to army.com/Baltimore to find out. To learn more, contact your local Army recruiter and find us on social media at U.S. Army Baltimore.
PressBox Fantasy Football Show. Ken Zales with us here in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. The first question that I saw was from Dan, and it was Josh Allen or Mitchell Trubisky?
We're not. I mean, come on.
I get where he's coming from.
I do.
It's Trubisky against Jacksonville while it's Josh Allen against New England, but I agree.
It's more Steph Diggs against New England, which is the scary part, right?
But they're all – isn't Gilmore gone?
Still. I mean, Belichick is, if anyone
– I get it, and that's why I have, Hurts above Josh Allen this week. I have Trubisky at 14, but I have Allen at 7. I'm not. Chicago's going to run the ball against Jacksonville 30 to 35 times. I just don't know how many opportunities Mitchell Trubisky has to throw the ball. It just could get ugly if there's no James Robinson, and we don't know who the quarterback is for Jacksonville. They don't want to win the game, so I'm still going out.
Joe wants to know, speaking of Allen's, if he doesn't give me anything, he says, can ask KZ if I can trust Keenan Allen after he attempted to F me over last Thursday night.
He didn't attempt to.
Apparently he wasn't eliminated. Yeah, yeah.
He did a pretty good job.
Yeah. He screwed me.
Great matchup. Let's start there.
Any week you would play Keenan Allen.
We just have to watch. I want to see a full practice out of him at some point this week.
Did he re-injure anything?
No, he didn't.
So he was close enough to being.
He was. They felt he wasn't going to re-injure himself. He just wasn't at full speed. I want to see him practice. But yeah, I mean, he's in my top 12 this week. I'm going to trust him. He's just such a target monster normally. And as long as we don't get pitch count words, the coaches were honest with us last week. Let's call that what it is. I mean, coaches aren't always honest. They said that Allen and Williams were going to be on pitch counts. They were. There was a certain amount of plays. And to be honest, when they needed to score at the end of the game, those guys weren't on the field. And, it was Guyton and Johnson. But if he plays, I think you got to, as long as we don't get words like pitch counts and we're going to take it easy on him. And he practices in full on Wednesday's game. On Friday, we should be good.
All right, from Jeff, wants to know, Justin Herbert or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, it's close. It's closer than we all want to talk about, but for me, it's still Herbert. Denver secondary is trash.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield's as a QB1 this week, but far enough. I mean, they're two spots apart for me, so I shouldn't say far enough away.
Speaking of one of our regulars who's checked in all throughout the season related to Justin Herbert, said this is crazy. Said, all I want you to do is tell KZ I don't care what he thinks. I'm playing Justin Herbert over Russell Wilson this week, and that's the end of it.
And he should. And he should. Wilson's 13th for me. I don't even have him in the QB1 category. It's Herbert over Mayfield for me.
It's a big storyline on how the season turned.
Oh, yeah.
It's how I'm out in one league. I'm out because I played Russell Wilson, who had waltzed me to number one seed in that league, the whole deal, and then just decided he didn't need to play anymore.
So I always do this this Seattle podcast every week, and we joke back and forth about the Ravens and Seattle. And the guy said, he goes, I don't know if I, because of the Christmas, he goes, I don't know if we're going to record this week. I said, you probably shouldn't. I said, because I was going to let loose on your little Seahawks this week because they bounced many people out of fantasy. Yeah, Metcalf, Lockett, Carson. I mean, they all were just, ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff wants to know, I think this is pretty easy. He says, is Zeke playing or use Pollard? I think it's as simple as.
Zeke looks like he's going to play, so neither one of them are usable.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pollard, they're not usable.
Pollard looks better.
He does, but
if Zeke plays,
yeah. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's getting 10 to 12 touches. Mm-hmm. He's touchdown dependent. For fantasy purposes only, I wish Zeke would just be out and say, okay, we're not going anywhere.
And let Tony Pollard be the guy.
And let Tony Pollard be the guy.
You're playing him over James Robinson?
Who?
Zeke?
Oh, no.
Is he playing on Sunday also?
I don't even
know. Yeah, he is.
Zeke is not playing for me at all this week. Pollard, I can make an argument as flex-worthy.
If for some reason Zeke weren't to play, you would Pollard's
a top 12
presuming
guy.
They're both playing.
Presuming they're both playing. I mean, they're both in the flex category. They're not even RB2s. I mean, I look at Pollard, and I know I get it, but this is the way I look at a guy like Pollard. Pollard was really, really productive last week in fantasy until he broke off the 40-yard run. He had like 7 carries for 19 yards. Okay, let's just not make it up like, oh my God, he's the best running back in the world. Look how good he looked. He didn't look good. Now, he was serviceable in the second half because of the receiving yards and stuff like that, and he got the 2 touchdowns. Excuse me. But rushing the ball, he looked like Zeke rushing the ball until he broke off the 40-yard run. That's a cowboy problem. That's not a running back problem.
What's your warrior becoming in the Army, whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists yet? The Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more by contacting your local Army recruiter and follow us on social media at U.S. Army Baltimore. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to goarmy.com/Baltimore to find out. From James, DK Metcalf against Jalen Ramsey or Emmanuel Sanders? It's another one that proved to be a huge disappointment.
Yeah, and
both of them.
You know,
fair.
He doesn't say PPR, does he?
Does not.
You know,
so give me both answers.
I mean, it's still DK, and I get that Ramsey kind of shut him out a couple of weeks back. I like Sanders this week. He's like just outside of my top 24 for wide receivers. But DK, he's impossible to bench. Now, Lockett is not impossible to bench to me, but DK is.
Okay.
I think there were some people I saw on Twitter saying that they were watching the tape of the Rams-Seahawks game. They felt that maybe Metcalf should have been targeted more than he was that game.
Yeah,
that Russell maybe just shied away in general.
Which a lot of quarterbacks
for sure,
do, and
right.
They just like, why am I going that way? But DK is just – he's one of those guys that you know if you bench him, he's going 6 for 90 and 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And it's like I can't do it for a guy that is more of a possession receiver, I guess.
All right, so this is mine. It's going to be a two-part. Based on what you just said, if George Kittle plays, I'm playing him over either Hunter Henry or Logan Thomas.
Yeah, I am. I get both.
They both were great last week.
They both were. Those guys are six. So here, those guys are 6 and 7 on my list right now. Okay, so they would fall in right behind Kittle. Hmm.
But first of all, the real question was, are you playing –
if Kittle doesn't play –
you're playing Henry over
I
Thomas?
I actually have Thomas over
you
Henry.
You have Thomas
over Henry. They're just based
on
–
I just like one quarterback better than the other.
And I do as well, but it's based on Mal's defeat and how many targets he's getting. He's just – the target share over the last month for Logan Thomas has just been insane. I at the end of the day, I mean, right now I have T.J. Hockenson – above both of them. At the end of the day, I may move Hockenson down because apparently Matthew Stafford may be coaching the Lions as a player coach because nobody else will be at the game. It's
weird.
Really weird.
Very weird.
So I don't know what I expect out of Detroit exactly.
Super weird.
I mean, a lot of passes.
The assistant to the quarterback coach may be the offensive coordinator this week. So I don't know. But if Kittle practices Thursday and Friday and they say he's a full go, I'm going down with Kittle if I'm going down.
All right. All right. The Chicago defense against Jacksonville or the Tampa defense against Detroit?
I'll go Chicago. I don't think Jacksonville is interested in winning games or trying to win games. I think they just want to get on and off the field as quickly as possible. So I like everything about – and no matter who they start at quarterback, they're turnover prone and they can be sacked. And, you know, those are things that Chicago has done well. So I'm not going to get too cute here.
Brian Powell wants to know generically one decision you made this season you want back, and what was your best decision that you made this season?
The best decision I made was going all in very early in many leagues on James Robinson. I know that's a cop-out, but there were lots of people that were not going real quick at him and thought it was Ozigbo. You know, the lesson I always like backup running backs. And the reason I went after James Robinson before a lot of people saw that is he was going to be the backup to Ozigbo once, you know, Fournette was traded and Armstead got hurt. And I always like a backup. I like backups, especially on bad teams. It's just one of the things in my head I always like to do. So that was the best move because I think out of the five I'm playing in that are like year long, he's on four of those rosters. And I
forgetting about Raquel Armstead. He was the real guy.
Once he got COVID, Ozigbo was the guy, and then it was like oh, everybody's spending all their money on Ozigbo. And I'll go in and get Robinson and see what happens.
Justin Herbert.
The thing I – no, be, so
– it's definitely his worst.
No,
it's
not so that's –
worst decision anybody made.
But that wasn't a – so when I think about decisions, I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, mistakes that I made either drafting or dropping, free agency, things like that. And I think probably the biggest mistake I made in the draft – I'm going to do this in two parts – is I overvalued Lamar Jackson. And I took him in places that, you know, I regrettably should
there
have.
There was a lot of, as soon as Pat Mahomes went off the board, there were a lot of
there
people
was.
That immediately
before
said.
Before Mahomes in some way.
And in
Baltimore.
Right. And you know, and look, in a couple of the leagues I'm playing in, and I say that, I mean, he's my quarterback.
You feel pretty good.
And you feel great about it. When you look at it, it was a mistake to take him back end of the second round, early third round. When, you know, every year I'm the biggest one, and as you know, I'll sit here preseason and I'll tell everybody never draft a quarterback early unless they're Pat Mahomes, and you know never do it. And I get in the draft, it's like, damn, he was good last year.
And he ran for a billion yards,
right?
And
you know, what am I going to do? And so that was the draft mistake. The in-season mistake is probably not having enough patience. You sometimes go into drafts and you think guys like Swift and Akers and Dobbins are really, really good players, and you say to yourself, they're going to be the starter. And then they're not the starter, and you're 4 weeks in, and you're 2-2 or you're 1-3, and you're like, this guy's just sitting on my bench and killing me. I got to get somebody in here. And you just have to show patience sometimes and realize that the people you're picking up are short-term, and it's a long-term game. And you just have to show more patience. I think the biggest and it's easy to say now that it'll all work out because Akers got hurt, but – Akers and Swift are guys that I had on my teams that I dropped too early. I just did, especially Swift, because and when I say especially Swift, he was always getting touches, and you have to be smarter sometimes. It's like, it's AP. I mean, they're not going to run AP all year. I mean, it just eventually this guy is going to be, and you have to remember, especially in this year, that rookies take longer, and there was no preseason, and I should have been more patient with those guys.
I get it. I get it. All right. Quickly, Jeff wants to know, is Claypool an option over Metcalf? I'm assuming
No, he's not. One more thing, just advice here, and if you're playing, to me, and I'm old, so a lot of people may not get this, but this is Hollywood Squares week. And what I mean by that is I'm going to choose so-and-so in the upper left for the block. Your bench is your weapon now. You look at your matchup and say, oh, my opponent has James Robinson. He really doesn't have a whole bunch else.
Go get
what's on the waiver? Line, what's right. on the waiver wire? Go get the top three running backs on the waiver wire so your opponent can't if you are set with your lineup. You know, if you have your guys, leave a spot in case of COVID and things like that. But if you have your guys set, this is my lineup, I can't see unless something horrific in practice happens. Use your bench as a tool to block the other player.
Okay, you tell me how I could, like, for example, this is my opponent. This is my opponent in my championship game. You tell me what I could do there. Doesn't have a lot of wide receivers, but yeah. I think there's nothing we, like.
So, I would see what tight ends are available. I would see what defenses are available.
I'm literally holding three tight ends right.
I would see what defenses are available. If there's a better defense than the Patriots or the Cardinals, I would try to get them on my roster. To block him from upgrading. Look, these fantasy leagues, how many fantasy championships came down to a point or two? You know, every year they do that. We saw on Twitter people posting that they lost by 0.4 and stuff like that. You know, 1 point, 2 points out of a defense is a big deal. You know, I would try to block that if there's anything on the waiver wire. Now, I'm not saying go pick up the top defense or tight end that's on the waiver wire if they're really not any good. If it's all the equal, don't do that. But if somehow, and I'm just going to use this, somehow, because I saw it this week, the Washington football team defense was on the waiver wire, I would go pick them up over Arizona or the Patriots this week because I like that matchup better. Just things like that. Use the bench to block your opponent from something. Even if you're not going to start, it's not about whether you're starting the person. Okay? I have Patrick Mahomes in a league, and which is a short bench league. I picked up Jalen Hurts this week. Why Jalen Hurts was still on the waiver wire, I don't know. Because the people that were left probably had Lamar and Murray, and they didn't do that. So this week, my opponent has who they have? I don't know. They had somebody that's not in my top seven. Maybe it was Herbert. Okay. Maybe it was Herbert. I went and got Hurts. I don't want him to start Hurts against me.
Right.
Put him on my bench. Right. Not going to play for
that.
Me.
Yep. But if there's somebody
but
out
if
there
there's someone that, yep. out there like that, just look. Continue to look on the waiver wire. I know there's only a couple teams playing and maybe some craziness where people can still pick up stuff because of consolation or they want to, you know, third place games are meaningful in some leagues because there's money.
You get your money back.
Right, or you get 10% or whatever you get. So I'm not – just go and try to block what your opponent may need. You know, I picked up three low-end running backs today in a league because my opponent had Cam Akers and they have – somebody else that who knows if they're going to play. If you're facing Tony Pollard this week, go pick up every running back there is because they may not be able to use Tony Pollard.
Great point. All right. The Glory Days Grill fall winter seasonal menu is now available for dine-in, dine-out on the patio, or to-go. It's a new season, so enjoy new flavors. Try the new shrimp appetizers, homemade meatloaf, impossible cheesesteaks, and more. They're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Visit GloryDaysGrill.com for a location near you. From the Glory Days Grill family, stay healthy and positive during this challenging time in our community. KZ, it's been another tremendous season of fantasy football show.
Always fun.
We'll be talking to you about the NFL draft here before too long. That's just the way that the calendar works. We will get into that pretty soon. But really appreciate it as always, man. And, of course, you know, if somebody still has a question.
They can get me. I play in week 17, and I'll do rankings.
You are a weirdo.
I'll do rankings for week 17. They'll be awful. But, you know, thank you guys. you know, thank Press Box.
No, thank
and,
you.
And anybody who has ever, ever asked a question and thought I was more important than I really am.
At Fans Fantasy on Twitter, of course, is where you follow. And PressBoxOnline.com to see all those rankings, things like that. We will talk to you soon. Everybody, we're going to be off for a few days. Next show will be Project Game Day on Sunday, halftime and postgame. So we will see you then. For KZ and Kyle, I'm Glenn. It's been the Press Box Fantasy Football Show. Have a very happy holiday.